Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Have you ever heard the term walk the walk? Actually, I think it goes a little bit differently than that. I think it's, you know, talk the talk, but walk the walk. And I think it's a very interesting concept, because what that phrase is really pointing out is that there are people that will tell you things, and they will give you advice on how you should move forward in your personal life, whether that's in finances, whether that's in how you're living your life. I mean, there's a whole gambit of things that people can give you advice on. But if they're not walking the walk, and all they're doing is talking the talk, then how solid is that advice? Well, I'm here to tell you, when I joined Lifestyles Unlimited a little over 3 years ago, I had the opportunity to meet a gentleman that has become a friend of mine over time. And one of the things I like about this guy is that he will talk the talk. He will absolutely tell you what is on his mind. He will absolutely tell you how he thinks you should be progressing with real estate investing. And then when you peel back the curtain, what you find is this guy is actually walking that walk. So everything he tells you, he is putting into practice in his own life. And by doing the things that he advises you to do, you can potentially achieve the same type of results that he's achieved. Now, this gentleman, he spent like 30 years as an engineer. That's right, he's a really smart guy. And he worked very, very hard throughout his long engineering career. And if I recall correctly, there were a couple times along the way where that career kind of just kicked him to the curb. I mean, I think he experienced layoffs. We'll actually talk to him about that today. And he was looking at potentially a third layoff about 6 years ago. And he said, you know what? I can't keep doing this. I've got to change the path that I'm on. So John joined Lifestyles Unlimited. And even though he's a highly educated, very smart guy, he found a different path. He found a course of direction that he was looking for in his investing goals and objectives. And what he did was he immersed himself in the education that Lifestyles Unlimited provides. He surrounded himself with like-minded individuals. He got himself a mentor to tell him the things that he needed to hear. And then he turned around his investing strategy. And I'll tell you what, in a very short period of time, he managed to get himself fully retired. And what that means is that he was able to create enough passive income coming in off of the investments that he had made, that he was able to walk away from engineering for good. And he now lives a very wonderful life based on the passive income that comes from his investments. Hey, John, did I get any of that right?
You got every bit of it right, Al. You sure did.
Apparently, I know you better than I know myself.
It's great to talk to you again today, Al. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy retired lifestyle. You know, I mean, you know, what were we talking about before the show came on? You spend your evenings on dinner cruises on the coast when the hurricane's not coming through, of course. And, you know, you have achieved something that many of us desire to achieve. And what I'd like to do on today's show is I'd like to get inside of your mind. I'd like for us to understand the principles and the concepts that you put into place in your life and the strategies that you follow so that you could achieve retirement in less than 5 years. I mean, well, let me ask you this question. How long did it really take you to get yourself to that point of retirement?
Well, from the time I joined, Al, I actually retired 2.5 years later. Nobody was more surprised than me, really. It was oil prices were going down again, so here it was going to come another layoff. And I put the pencil to, you know, what my passive income really was and what it was going to be in the coming months with some of the other properties I'd already bought. And I was amazed to find that I had replaced my W-2 income. Incredible. 2.5 years.
And how did you do that? I mean, did you go out and buy a bunch of houses? Did you go out and buy a bunch of apartment communities? Did you find a bunch of folks that were investing in apartments and said, you know what, you do the heavy lifting, I'll give you the cash that you need to move forward with the investment? What was the game plan?
It's kind of interesting. When my little brother, Carl, introduced me to Lifestyles. He'd been a member down in the Houston office, and I had passively invested in some single family and duplexes with him, and he was doing really, really well at it. So that was 2010. 2011, I realized, you know, look, DFW, there's all kind of foreclosures up here. Just paint and carpet's all they really need, and they'll cash flow like crazy if I buy them with all cash. Not even an Aggie can mess that up. And, you know, and they did cash flow. They put three kids through college without dipping into savings. And I thought after a few more years, came to 2014, you know, I really probably need to go check out the group that taught my younger brother how to do this so successfully. So I went to the free introductory workshop and joined. I figured at that time, if nothing else, just joining for the vendors list for my existing houses would be worth the price of admission. You know, what have I got to lose?
It's to be honest with you, you really didn't have much to lose. You had a whole lot to gain. And I think there's probably a little sibling rivalry going on there, since you said your little brother showed you the path to financial freedom. We'll get into that when we come back from the break.
Del Wamsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300-some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with John, a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's been a member for about 6 years. And, you know, we refer to this guy as the king of passive investing. And the reason we do that is because once he got himself educated, once he found a proper mentor, once he surrounded himself with like-minded individuals, he went to work networking, getting to know other members within the organization, and specifically members that were looking to invest into real estate, but they wanted to get bigger pieces of real estate than they could take down on their own. And as such, they would need to syndicate those properties. So what I'm getting at is John got to know a lot of the folks that were syndicating deals within Lifestyles Unlimited. And by building those relationships, what he was able to do was deploy a lot of capital. And by deploying that capital into a lot of real estate deals. What he was able to achieve was an inflection of cash that allowed him to walk away from his engineering job and dramatically change the path that his life was on. But you didn't start with multifamily. You started with some single family properties, right, John?
Absolutely right. I started passively investing with my brother, who introduced me to lifestyles, and then bought seven foreclosures in 2011, 2012 in DFW because they were like shooting fish in a barrel. They were everywhere, and they would cash flow like crazy. The issue with single family in my case, though, was that it was not as scalable as I wanted it to be. I did not, at that early time, see real estate as a path to retirement. I saw it as a supplement. You know, you've got some cash on hand for things that come up. You got a whole bunch in the stock market. And I looked at real estate as kind of the third leg of a three-legged stool. You know, some cash flow that doesn't take much time, but it's very stable, very steady, and increases through time almost automatically. So that was my early outlook on it. I had no idea that people like you and I could participate in apartment communities at all.
What changed your mind?
Well, it was actually joining Lifestyles and going to David Fisher's two-day seminar. I ate up the first day of it, which is all about single family. I learned a lot of ways that I could do my single family business better. And I really didn't know what to expect on Sunday about multifamily. It was a great epiphany to me, Al. I thought all these apartment communities were owned by big corporations and really wealthy people. I had no idea that people like you and I could participate in multifamily. For me, I was a practicing engineer at that time, working my tail off. And so the obvious thing for me was to become a passive investor in multifamily. It took essentially zero time on my part, but yet the returns could be really, really good through time, and they too would almost automatically grow through time. So 2014, I joined in May of 2014. I bought three or four communities in 2014 while I was learning, while I was networking, while I was paying really close attention to all the people around me that were already doing this successfully. That's the whole key to it, is being shown the way. Lifestyles provides us with education. That education makes us more confident in making decisions and allows this type B engineer person to gain confidence in investing. You know, confidence comes from education and experience. And you're automatically, if you participate in Lifestyles events and the education program, you're automatically going to become very sophisticated in how to do passive multifamily investing. You're going to be scared the first time or two you send somebody a bunch of money to get into one of these syndications, one of these groups. But you see how well it works. And it gets better and better and better through time. And before you know it, I got to the point where, where's my next one? Where's my next one? Where's my next one? Let me get some more of that money out of the stock market. I became more and more nervous about the stock market and more confident about multifamily investing. And like I said earlier, in only 2.5 years, I woke up one day and found that I had replaced my W-2 income. It's amazing. Lifestyles makes it very easy. They show us a very clear, direct path after we've established our goals through meeting with an operations consultant. They tell you, okay, this is what your goals are. These are the things you need to do. You need to become educated with this class, this class, this class, this class. Come to all the educational events that you can at Lifestyles. And all we're doing, Al, is we're just following in the footsteps of those that came before us. We're learning from their experiences. We're learning the Lifestyles education, the formal education part of it. And we're not trying to build a rocket to go to the moon. We're simply taking tried and true principles that have worked time and time again through the years and applying them as we see fit. And it works, Al. It works. You know that yourself, too.
I do. I absolutely do. You know, I got to ask this question just because I'm a wise guy sometimes, so hopefully it comes off like I'm a wise guy. But what was more difficult for you, going to school and getting that engineering degree and then trying to find employment, or going to Lifestyles Unlimited, sitting in a classroom, and now you can do virtually, by the way, for 16 hours and receiving an education that could help you transform your life?
Oh, gosh, Al. College at Texas A&M was 1,000 times harder than that. Took 4.5 years instead of a very short period of time. I was predisposed to be very interested in the single family because I'd seen how well it worked. And when I started realizing that I could be a passive investor in multifamily, that was an absolutely eye-opening thing for me. I was on the front row, and I'm one of the ones that David Fisher at some point says, I see your eyes light up. You're starting to get this, and you're going to do it and do it well. Being a petroleum engineer is a very risky endeavor in a lot of respects. For 30 years, I rode the ups and downs of oil prices, as well as the ups and downs of stock market. Real estate does have some ups and downs, but done properly by following the lifestyle map exactly and doing what your mentors and operations consultants and more experienced people tell you to do, that's all we have to do. We have to do what we're told, and that's very easy for a process-oriented engineer to do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just pay attention, follow directions, and it kind of puts you on autopilot. When we come back from the break, I've got some more questions for John. You're going to want to hear the answers.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I have a longtime member of Lifestyles Unlimited on with me today. His name is John. Behind his back, we call him the king of passive investing, because I'll tell you what, once he figured out that he had the ability to invest with other members of our organization into apartment communities, and that he could get returns on that money, you know, in the form of cash flow, he could get big chunks back in the form of a sale or a refinance of the property. He went to work and he deployed capital. Now, John, I happen to know that one of the things that you did, which is a big no-no in society, is that you tapped in to some of those so-called investment accounts that you had in order to do this. Am I on the right track, or do I have you mixed up with a different king?
Nope, spot on, Al. I used up my available cash first, and then I started selling stock-type stuff, mutual funds and individual stocks, and still working at that point. And then once I had retired myself, I realized that I had another gigantic pot of money that I could tap into, and that was IRAs and my 401k. Since I was retired, my actual taxable income was very low because of all the real estate advantages, and so I wouldn't have to take the gigantic income tax hit that I would have taken previously as a highly compensated engineer if I'd cashed out IRA. So that was my next big pot of money to get deployed, and that all went really well. And I paid surprisingly little income tax doing a lot of that. I have a really good CPA that I think the world of. And so my income and net worth continue to grow by that method as well, cashing out IRAs and 401k type stuff. Now my sources of cash for additional deals are cash out refinances and sales proceeds. Had several sales of properties with really, really, really nice returns that I didn't have to really pay any income tax on because of the tax advantages of real estate. The other big source is cash out refinances. Actually, even during the pandemic, I've got three cash out refinances going right now and have a property, one of my earlier properties, for sale at a really, really nice gain. I'm embarrassed to say I'm not quite sure what kind of a multiple I'm going to have on my original investment, but it's going to be one that David Fisher might mention from time to time, teaching the two-day seminar. Incredible awesome. Returns on that property. The frustrating thing, in between those events, I don't have capital to invest in deals that I see go by. I have to let some of them go by, and nobody's got infinite capital to invest in all this stuff, right? And in fact, one of my early questions was, are there enough deals for everybody to invest in? And the answer is, if you're not finding enough deals, you're simply not networking enough, because there are plenty of deals out there, and you, like me, will get frustrated when you have to watch deals go by that you don't have capital for.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of an interesting point that you make, because over the weekend, David Fisher, for those of you in the audience who don't know who David Fisher is, he's one of our two-day financial freedom seminar presenters. We basically call those guys life changers, because when they're done teaching you what you need to know, you go out and change your life, and they're the catalyst for doing that. But I happened to get wind that David was going to do the 2 day out of one of his properties that he is in the process of renovating. And I said, hey, do you mind if I just pop in? So he said, yeah, come on over. So I popped in Saturday afternoon. And of course, I got there just in time for questions and answers. And he got that exact same question from the audience. Hey, are there enough deals to go around? And David said, basically what you said, you know, once you learn how to network, everything's going to be fine. And while he's saying this, I'm flipping through my phone. And I said, you know what, David? Since case study, which was 2 days prior, I've received information from four different lead investors that I have properly connected with, and they have deals ready for review. And he said, there you go. Member says got four deals in the last 72 hours. So I agree with you. There's plenty of deal flow out there. As a matter of fact, I hate it when I get a deal that comes in and I have to, and I know I've got no cash, so I have to send that nice response saying, hey, really appreciate the opportunity to consider your deal, but I'm cash poor. And you know what? I always get great responses back from the leads, because they understand. They understand our situation.
Absolutely true. And you know, a lot of my investing in the last couple of years has been subsequent investments with leads that I've already invested with great results. You know, we're going to invest with people we know, like, and trust, right? Who better to know, like, and trust than your existing lead?
Yeah, I mean, you've got the track record. You know they're doing a good job. They're being great stewards of your money. They're giving you the returns that they said they would provide you. So why not?
Absolutely. You know, you're certainly going to look over the deal and be sure that it fits your box, your style of deal that you're looking for, so to speak. But there's, you know, let me say this too, Al. You know, in terms of integrity among leads, I have seen no problem within Lifestyles of integrity whatsoever. It's one of the highest quality groups of people that I've ever met. Some deals just don't fit what I'm looking for. All of my investing has had some kind of value component to it, either a hybrid or a value play, because I believe that measure of value provides some safety, some additional safety in a deal. That fits my box. Those deals all turn out to be long-term cash cows for as long as the group decides to keep them, and so that's where the income comes from. You might not on a deep value play, you might not get anything for a year, year and a half. But then, wham, here comes a very large percentage of your original investment back in a cash-out refinance, and it cash flows from then on. So you, that's one thing you have to do, and the ops consultants and mentors will help you figure out what style of deal is best for you. Is it immediate income with a very stable yield play, or does it need to be some kind of value component in it so you can double down or triple down on your investment?
Yeah, it's always nice to have that disinterested, well, I shouldn't say disinterested, they're interested, but they don't have an attachment to the investment. So they can give you, you know, clear advice based on the goals and objectives that you sit down and you put pen to paper to and say, okay, this is where I'm at. This is where I'd like to go. And they'll give you raw feedback and say, you know, maybe that's not the path for you, or maybe you're spot on. I mean, that was my experience. I'm sure that's, well, I'll let you answer the question. How was your experience?
Absolutely the same way. I realized passive investing was going to be the route for me during David Fisher's first 2 day. Then after that, Terry Gilblair, operations consultant at the time, helped me firm up what I needed to do as far as style of deal. You know, at that time, highly compensated engineer, making lots of money, and didn't really need immediate cash flow at the time. I wanted to build value. And so I will never forget that original consultation with Terry, where she helped me firm all that up and gave me a very clear path forward. All we have to do is listen. These people are highly experienced, been doing this in some cases for decades, and here I am just starting out, and I get the benefit of that experience.
Yeah, you know what? Been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Happy to be a member of the club and happy to have you on. We're going to go to break, John, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you some intimate questions. We'll be back right after this.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you've never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
You know, I always get sad when I get to the last segment of the show, because I realize that I've only scratched the surface with regards to what I really want to talk about with my guest, and we're down to the last, like, 10-ish minutes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop yakking, and I'm going to get myself refocused, because what I want to do is I want to get back inside of John's mind, because I want to help you understand how he did all of this. So in the previous segment, John, I mentioned I was going to get intimate with you. So let's do it. Talk me through the concept of how, based on the investments that you made over specific periods of time, you were able to change your life and ultimately get to that point, not only of retirement, but to that wonderful place you're at now, where you're living exclusively off of passive income.
You know, Al, my overriding philosophy in all this is to be like a farmer, never eat your seed corn. I realized early on that in order to be successful with real estate investing as a retired person, you must get to the point where you live off your distribution, but then always, always, always reinvest, cash out refinances, and sales proceeds. That way, your net worth and income will continue to grow, even though you don't have W-2 income. Here's another fun fact. By following that philosophy of never eating my seed corn, we already had a good net worth when we joined Lifestyle. Our net worth doubled again in the first 5 years as Lifestyle members because I continually reinvested. And another thing that helps that is because you're continually starting up new streams of depreciation, that offsets your income from your regular distributions, offsets a lot of your income, maybe all of it, from capital gains and recapture depreciation and all that on sales. And then, of course, cash out refinance, that's not a taxable event anyway. That's just yours to do with as you please. It was always important to me to have a continually growing income and net worth through my working career and as a retiree as well. And that philosophy has served me very, very well.
And that, my friends, is words of wisdom to live by. You know, and it kind of takes me back full circle to how I started the show where I said, you know, there are people that talk the talk but don't walk the walk. Well, here's a guy, like I said, who talks the talk, who is walking the walk and is giving you great advice. Now, John, you've got a big heart. I mean, you spend a portion of your available free time, which you and I both know you have a ton of, helping other people by giving back. What does giving back mean to you, and why is it so important in your investing philosophy?
It comes from a place of gratitude. Al, Lifestyles has done so much for my family and I, and of course, Dale instills in all of us that when we have become successful, it is our obligation to help those coming behind us. You know, sometimes people ask me, John, why do you go out of your way helping new members and potential new members and all that sort of thing? And my answer is very simple, because I've never been in a more open and welcoming group in my lifetime, and I'm just paying it forward. That's exactly how I was treated when I joined. I asked millions of questions of really, really smart people, way smarter people than me. They were gracious enough to help me and guide me along the way, almost like our mentors and operations consultants do. And because of that, I feel that strong obligation to give back to those coming behind me. I do the same within our family. Two of our kids are Preferred Investor Group members. Our youngest has her own passive deal, and she's going to start getting distributions next month on that one. And our middle one has a couple of passive investments and a single family house that I helped him figure out how to do that he's preparing to sell, and he's going to double his money in that thing, or more than double his money in that thing, not even counting the monthly cash flow. It's just simply because Lifestyles has been so good to me. I tell people that I'm DFW's happiest member, Al, and people kind of look at me kind of funny. How can you say that? Well, I'm surrounded by a group of high-quality people. We enjoy each other's success. We're not really competing with each other. We're helping, encouraging, and teaching each other, and that's a tremendous atmosphere to be in. I can't say enough about the high quality of the Lifestyle membership. They're just good people, and many have become very good friends of mine as well. You know, I thought I'd miss working on oil and gas well. I don't. Not a day since I retired. I miss some of the people that I worked with, and I keep up with some of them. But I really don't care about working on oil and gas wells, even though I did that for 30 years and tremendously enjoyed it.
You know, you mentioned something that I want to circle back on. You mentioned that you've got offspring that are investing in real estate that are basically starting at an early age. How old are they? And what is their glide path looking like towards retirement? What's their game plan?
Well, my son is a practicing mechanical engineer, works for Lockheed Martin, and he looks at this the way I did initially, too, as simply an augmentation. He loves what he does. He's in his mid-30s now, zero intention of retiring because he loves what he does and is very successful at it. But he will come to find that there are irritations and aggravations in the corporate world that'll gradually change that mindset, as you know.
Oh, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
our daughter is actually gone back to college now for a second degree at Texas A&M Galveston. Very proud of her for doing that. And she has not suffered some of the problems with corporate America yet, but she loves the idea of investing money, not doing anything, and getting a return on that money. Both of them, as you said, will have the advantage of youth that I did not have. I do have one regret about Lifestyles, and that is that I did not follow up quicker than I did from my brother's advice to check out the education and mentoring that had made him successful in real estate as well. You know,
yeah,
most board members everybody's got that same regret. Wow.
Yeah.
I sure wish I'd have found this earlier.
Yeah, you know, check the box. I'm that guy too. So how long did it take? I mean, when did your brother say, "Hey, John, I stumbled onto something that's changed my life"? How long did it take for you from that moment to actually execute and get to a free workshop and then get yourself into a membership position and then take it from there?
It was about 3 years, Al.
Wow.
3 years that weren't wasted. I mean, I was making a lot of money as an engineer and doing well with single family, but God, I think about my progress in the last 3 years. What if I had that 3 years back and done it that much sooner? Where would I be now? I don't know.
I don't know if there is a position above king.
Lifestyles just makes it easy to do this. They provide the education opportunities, networking opportunities, and Al, I'm telling you, this is way easier than working on oil and gas wells.
I can imagine that. You know, now I never worked on oil and gas wells. I've seen them driving around, and I know enough to know that I don't want anything to do with that. Well, John, I've got about... Go ahead.
It's so much easier and more satisfying, and it allows our family to do essentially whatever we want to. In about a week and a half, my wife and I are going to Cancun again with friends, and that'll be a lot of fun. And meanwhile, income and net worth will continue to grow during that period of time that we're in Cancun.
You know, that's actually what I was going to ask you, is what does the path forward look like for you? And I think it sounds like more time with the family, more vacation time, more passive streams of income coming in for me to decide what to do with. I mean, is that kind of what the future holds?
Absolutely. You know, I used to keep up with the radio show on my commute to work every day. Now I walk our Great Dane and German Shepherd for at least an hour every morning, and that's how I stay up on the radio show. You know, our time is our own. I don't have to get up at 5 o'clock and go to work. We just do whatever we want to do. And after a 30-year working career, that's a very satisfying position to be in.
Yeah, that's exactly where I'm headed to myself. John, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate your time. I know the audience really appreciates your insight. And for those of you trying to figure out how to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com.
You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.